most reputable show we have, and that's not saying much. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter, and we welcome to the program Ian Harditz, who covers the NFL for Roto World. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Ian, welcome to the program. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Always good to talk a little ball in mid-January.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, this is the most compelling Super Bowl that I guess we could imagine. I mean, from an iconic standpoint, I think everyone, including me as a Viking fan, would have liked to see Rodgers v. Mahomes. Like, that was it, right? And then the nauseating State Farm forever within the State Farm Bowl. And what they gained, I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, how much they lost in not having that game.
Oh.
It's really amazing to think of what it could have become to a nauseating factor, and now it's not there. But when those two games ended, Ian, and I asked Bobby this, what was your initial lean? Like, who's winning the game? And I'm not talking about identifying things and thinking about it. I'm talking about the second the clock struck on the last game, who did you think was going to win, and you still feel that way?
I think it's Patrick Mahomes, honestly. I've been feeling this way since around week 10 or 11 because, look, it lost in the whole kind of Lamar Jackson hoopla, which, look, it was extremely warranted. I mean, the things the Ravens did during the regular season were incredible. But lost in that was the reality that the Chiefs got themselves a much better defense this year than they did last time around they were trying to make this playoff run. Are they, you know, going to be confused with the 49ers of the world? No, but that's okay. They don't need to be. They have Patrick Mahomes under center. They can put up 30 points on anybody. But they added, you know, Honey Badger. They added Frank Clark. They got younger at some key positions on the defensive side of the ball. And I think we've seen that in the playoffs where, you know, yes, Houston put up 31, kind of fluky, though, based on how that game started. They were able to kind of contain Derrick Henry when no one else could. It's very hard for when you're playing the Chiefs, you got to keep with that offense. It's very hard to stick to what you want to do because you're so preoccupied with scoring, and they finally have the playmakers to at least make that more difficult on teams trying to come back.
And so as you look at that San Francisco defensive line, and I know Pat Mahomes is, you know, escapable. He can do just about anything and make every throw. What's your level of concern about them being able to block those guys up front? Because they've done a terrific job this season as a whole, and they look to be, now that they're healthy again, look to be just as good as they were earlier in the year at getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, and the point you made, now that they're healthy again, I mean, I think, you know, especially in Columbus, everyone sees, you know, Nick Bosa and all the great things he's done this year. And, yeah, he's been spectacular. But DeForest Buckner, Eric Armstead, and, you know, the big guy they've gotten back, Dee Ford, maybe aren't just as good, but when you have four guys that have that level of talent, you can't double-team everybody. And that's just what made the 49ers so good, is they haven't had to bring pressure, unlike some of these other defenses. So they're able to get pressure with their four guys. That's going to help them, you know, extremely in this matchup, because blitzing Mahomes can just be, you know, a recipe for disaster, especially with all his playmakers that the Chiefs have, where they can, you know, turn a five-yard gain to 60 in the blink of an eye. I just think the one thing they're going to have to try to slow down with Mahomes that's a little bit underrated is how athletic he is. I mean, we've seen him break free for a couple big runs in the playoffs, and I think we kind of underestimated how much that ankle injury slowed him down mid-season. Only Lamar Jackson and Ryan Tannehill average more yards per scramble than Mahomes this season. And, you know, when you got to – obviously, you need to put all the defenders you have in the secondary to try to slow down his passing attack, but it just has to be so infuriating for these defenses when he beats you with his legs. So not only is it going to be important for him to pressure Mahomes, but also just, you know, keeping him in that pocket and making sure that he can't do too much damage on the ground.
Ian Harditz covers the NFL for Roto World. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. If I would have said to you prior to that San Francisco-Green Bay game that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be 6-for-8 for 77 yards and no touchdowns, what would you have told me the score would be and who would win?
I mean, I think the actual score would be a pretty good start there because, look, when the 49ers can run the ball, they're the league's, you know, first or second most run-heavy offense all season. They've wanted to run the ball all year. But it's just surprising to me that they haven't had to throw the ball at all in these playoffs, because it's not like Jimmy G was this big liability all season. San Francisco had the number one offense in 20-plus yard completions per dropback this year. Whether it's George Kittle, Emmanuel Sanders, Debo Samuel, just the things Kyle Shanahan is able to do schematically to free these guys up, both yards after catch and just, you know, setting up Jimmy G for these deep shots down the field was great all regular season long. We haven't had to see them go there in the playoffs, which is what makes it kind of scary, because, you know, we all know how great Kyle Shanahan is at game planning and scheming, and clearly he didn't have to go all that deep into his pockets in this last round or even the divisional round as well. So I'm expecting to see, you know, we saw some great run designs last week, and that's largely why it didn't have to pass. The Chiefs are another defense that was much better against the pass and the run this year, similar to the Packers. But with that said, you know, we're going to see some really clever play action, I think, deep shots from Shanahan that he's had in his pocket throughout the playoffs.
We're talking with Ian Hart. It's covering the NFL for Roto-World, and it's a great site. If you haven't heard of it, head over there. They've got fantastic stuff on contracts, player status, a lot of good things. So check them out at rotoworld.com. And so as you're looking at this, one other thing that I guess people are looking at, since you talked about Kyle Shanahan, what he means, Andy Reid has a wealth of experience. And this is his second Super Bowl now. He had lost a number of NFC Championship games, didn't make one Super Bowl with Philly. You know, everyone's always questioned his, you know, big game coaching prowess. How much do you factor in, you know, maybe Andy Reid's subsequent failures, and then kind of counter that against maybe Kyle Shanahan's relative inexperience?
Man, it's tough for me to put too much into any of that. Because, look, like Andy Reid would have made the Super Bowl last year if it wasn't for one, you know, ill-conceived offsides penalty. So I think just the fact that he's gotten, like, if Andy Reid, like, he's been in the playoffs almost every single season of his career. If you give him a healthy enough quarterback, he is going to get your team in the single elimination format and at least give you that chance to win. And honestly, just the things he's been able to do for this offense has made them unfair, coupled with Mahomes. Because, you know, he can make every throw on the field. We see him running around, evading pressure, doing things that no other quarterbacks can do. And when you add that on top of the good things that Andy Reid has always done as an offensive play caller, you know, whether it just be using his running backs as receivers, going back to Brian Westbrook days, you know, he's kind of been ahead of his time with that every stop he's been at. And now just kind of utilizing a spread NFL offense with all these Mecole Hardman, Tyreek, just the fastest guys on the field running all the way around it. He just puts defenses in a pretzel. And I think when you combine that with Mahomes, they're borderline unstoppable. So, no, I'm not putting too much into the past results because we haven't seen him have a talent like Mahomes with this much weaponry around him.
All right, so it sounds like you're certainly leaning Kansas City here. And aside from the matchups we've already talked about, which is, you know, the defensive line, offensive line, you know, Bosa, Mitchell Schwartz, that kind of matchup. Is there a matchup in here that you think will be very key outside of the obvious ones? Is it who covers Kelsey? Is there something that could lean this one way or the other in this game?
Yeah, I think it's how both these teams end up kind of dealing with these tight ends, because it's not just Kelsey, but Kelsey and Kittle have just been wide receiver-like in their production. I mean, over these past two seasons, only Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, and Mike Evans have more receiving yards than Travis Kelsey and George Kittle. I mean, they are truly number one pass game options that are also amazing blockers, and we've seen their offenses kind of, you know, just revolve around them to an extent, because Tyreek Hill is incredible. He's maybe the most impactful wide receiver, not the best, but the guy had 41 yards in a 51-point performance against Houston. I think if he can really stop these tight ends, that is the key to getting the rest of the offense to at least slow down. I'm not sure if you can stop, you know, fully shut down either of these offenses, especially, you know, with 2019, 2020 rules that just, you know, continuously put these defenses in the handcuffs. But if you can at least slow down the tight ends, you know, hopefully get off the field more on third down, I think you can at least contain them.
Well done, Ian. You gave us a lot to think about here as we have a week and a half till the big one, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate you hopping on.
Thanks a bunch, guys.